Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother. Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ. I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. Woo! Championship week. We got one more day of it, one more game. Shout it out in the chat if you have already won a championship. I've officially won one. There's a couple where I'm pretty sure I've already won. But yeah, let's throw it in the chat. Let's give a round of applause for all the new champs that we got. And if I contributed any way to that championship, whether it's advice or whatever, let me know as well. And shout out to Toker One on Rumble. He said, "What up? What up?" He said, "Peep salute winner here for the Wafers 27. Let's go, let's go." Shout out to Nick. What up? He said, "We ready? Let's get it. Let's get it." Shout out to Emil. What's going down, bro? Shout out to Canada. Steve, I'm up 26. I have St. Brown to play. My opponent has Gibbs and Debo. Tell me I'm good. Well, I wouldn't say you're good, but I like your chances. You're already up by 26. I feel like Debo by himself is going to get maybe like 10 points if that's it. And I feel like Gibbs will probably outscore Amon-Ra St. Brown. But I bet you that Amon-Ra plus those 26 points going against Gibbs and Debo. I feel like you're good. I feel like you're good.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah! Hey, TJ, what up, bro? TJ said Giants are idiots and have thrown away the first pick. Man, like the players playing don't care about that. The coach, I mean, they may seem like they care about that. That coach probably isn't going to be there next year for the draft pick to make a difference. So it is, you know, it's whatever. Hey, fantasy football girl advice. Oh, said my Colts suck. They did yesterday. How'd they let Drew Lock do that to him? Derek, salute, bro. All right. Well, he said it's really busy for some reason because people have been taking off since last week. They haven't done anything last week. This is the first Monday where people are kind of back to real life. That's why I'm assuming it's so busy. Salute, Derek. Thanks for popping in, brother. Armed Apex. What up? What up? And A-Train. What up? I'm up 122 to 81 with Kittle left. Opponent has St. Brown Bates left. My odds are good. Hopefully St. Brown don't go for 40 plus. Should be good. You should be good. Yeah. Yeah, Amon-Ra is probably going to do some damage, but, you know, I'm sure Kittle will too, but I think with what you got left. You got Kittle left. Oh, yeah, you're good. And which Bates? I don't know why I'm spacing on which Bates that is. Andre said, best landing spot for T. Higgins, Huss. Cincinnati, baby. He's staying. I bet you he stays. I said this last year. Like, I bet you he stays. And Armed Apex Championship game, I got 148. Oh, he's got 148. I'm at 136. Got St. Brown and Jennings left. Well, good thing for you. I feel like St. Brown could do that by himself. Derek said, I'm going to lose all three of my ships. Oh, I made it. It looks like to me. He said, I got Gibbs and J-Mo left in one. Damn it, bro. That sucks. I've been hearing a little bit too much of that, man. I feel like people caught some bad luck this week for sure. Oh, Crispy said, I'm a loser. What happened, Crispy? You son of a bitch. You're going to beat me. Well, maybe. Hopefully. My guys on Monday night have something to say about it. But I know Crispy's got me in one of these leagues right now. Let me look and see him. He's beaten me by 17 points. I got him on Ross St. Brown, and he's got Campbell. But as of now, he's projected to beat me. Let's go to war, Crispy. Let's go to war. I'm not going to fall for any of those reverse jinxes either because the projection still says you're going to win. TJ, three championships locked down by 11, and Goff and Debo play. The guy has Kittle. I should be all right. I mean, anytime you got multiple guys, you know, going against one person and it's still, you know, within reach, yeah, I would feel good about it. And A-Train, okay, the kicker Bates. Okay, that's why I didn't know who that was. I was like, hey, Jesse Bates already played yesterday. And Derek said, but still got people left. We got to stay positive then. We got to stay positive. King D, half PPR down 22. I have Laporta, St. Brown, opponent has J-Mo. I like your chances. I like your chances. I'd be a little bit nervous with where you are, but I like your chances. Andre said, how about that horrible coaching from Raheem Morris last night, not calling the timeout? Yeah, that was dumb. That was dumb because if they, you know, if it was left up to Penix, like, yeah, that's Penix's fault, but like the coach could still call a timeout from the sideline. So that was dumb. Really dumb. Yeah. Yeah, where is that?
Oh, you are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real. You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real. So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so dumb.
Now I know there's going to be a lot of people who win or lose championships, and then you guys fully check out for the offseason. Want to know why I'm so successful is because we don't stop. We don't stop. We keep going 12 months out of the year. And a lot of it just hanging out, talking about news, stuff like that, doing these drafts and everything. I mean, that just sets us up. It sets us up for success compared to all the other people who aren't doing anything and not even paying attention. And trust me, during those times, again, during those times where I was not paying attention, you know, in the off season and all that, and, you know, just coming back at the beginning of August or whatever, July, thinking that I'm better, you know, than everybody else. Trust me, you are so far behind the eight ball if you're not paying attention like us, because there's enough people paying attention like us to where if that's not you, you're already at a disadvantage. So everybody make sure that that you are hanging out throughout the offseason. And don't worry, there's going to be a lot of fantasy football news throughout this offseason. Don't you worry. A lot of advice, rankings, all types of stuff. W-Man Pluto need 9 points from Debo tonight, full PPR. Oh, man. For my first championship, Pranny takes me to glory land. Man, Debo. Just need 10 points from him. Just need 10 points. It could be tough, but as long as he's playing the full game, I feel like you should be all good in the hood. That is one of my concerns about the 49ers in general, is since they're not playing for anything, that, you know, if they go down by a certain amount or whatever, and they just kind of like sit everybody, you know, like I mean, that is in the realm of possibilities. I'm hoping that it doesn't happen. And if it does happen, though, hopefully we get all the points that we need, you know, before that happens. All right. Let's smoke a little more. And yeah, it is. I feel good about the way that things are going right now. There's only one championship of mine where I'm like, it's fully done. Like this first one, I mean, I'm winning, but the guy still has some. I'm losing in one by 34 points, but I have Gibbs left to go, and it's a 2-point PPR. league. So, or no, 1 point PPR league. Oh, dang it. That makes it tougher. No IDP in this one. I'm ahead in the 32 man league by 64 points. I just need Goff not to go nuclear. I'm ahead 434 to 319, but the dude has a handful of players left, including a QB. I'm winning in one, 433 to 290. We're looking good there. Crispy, who I talked about our matchup earlier. I'm losing to Crispy by like 17 right now. I got him on Ross St. Brown, and he's got Jack Campbell. That one's going to be tough. I'm winning 471 to 317 in one of them. This is funny. What, hey, Lee, I'm just curious. How come you come in here and you don't salute the show? You just salute Derek. It's so funny, bro. It's so funny, Lee. Remember I told you, Lee was the one who was like, acting like he was, like we were still like homies and stuff. And then he went and like reported back to headquarters and, started spreading some stories to Dennis and Bogey and their whole crew. So I was curious why he's still around. Lee, I'm curious why. We'll let you stay in the league still because you're easy money. But, yeah, man, why do you come in here and salute other peeps but not salute the show, man? That doesn't look good. Doesn't look good for you, bro. Doesn't look good. But one thing that is cool is I found out that I'm in more championships than their entire crew combined, and I'm on pace to win more championships their entire crew combined. I think someone was saying that Lee was in a bunch of championships, but I know Lee plays in a bunch of leagues, so it's probably those free leagues that he's in the championship. But yeah, Lee, salute to you, bro. And at least the leagues that you didn't make the play, at least the leagues that you didn't win, I didn't win either. So it is what it is. But yeah, super funny how Lee comes over here to salute the chat, but he's a hater of the show. Super weird. Super weird. But yeah. And Lee says, free my ass. I mean, all the leagues you playing with me aren't free, but I know from experience when you used to ask me a lot of questions, when you were paying for the one-on-one fantasy services and you were winning championships in free leagues, I was helping you with a lot of advice. So, yeah, you can act like it's not, but, man, see, that's the thing, though. Lee is not the ear to the streets. I'm the one who said that he was the ear to the streets. And, it's funny that he was getting paid to be the ear to the streets here, but left to do it for free. And the guys who he left to were like literally used to make fun of him, like Bogey. He was like, yeah, man, I wonder why Lee sends us all this information when we like literally get it, before he sends it to us sometimes. But yeah, man, but that's the company you keep, bro. Hope you're happy. Hope you're happy. And I know, man, it still makes me feel good knowing that I'm about to win more championships than their entire whole crew combined, man. It makes me feel good. And there you go, Lee, because Lee is the ear to the streets. That's why he's here. I hope you know that. Like, he's here to try to get info to bring back to headquarters. And so just want to make sure I give you some info to take back to headquarters, bro. Because, yeah, I would. I don't know, man. It's funny. Like, because like Crazy Eyes, I got to call him Crazy Eyes. He attributed the last 2 years to playing in the most championships ever that he's played into and then won the most championships ever by being around on this show. And then funny, yeah, he's only in like one championship this year. Who knows if he even won or not? Is that a coincidence that he won the most championships he ever did hanging around me and then bounces and then might not even win one championship? Coincidence? I think not. I think not. And what up, Song? What's going down, bro? We're just talking a little bit of shit, What Toker One say? Probably not in the running for the Letterman's jacket, but it feels good to have won one at least. Hell yeah, dude. What was your, because I haven't gone and looked at all the scores in the wafers. What was your final score over there? Because I know the only person who asked, he was like, he asked what it was and he had like 111. But I swore I saw Pam with like a 140, 150, something like that. But yeah, I'm curious if anybody's going to actually score like 200. you know, here. I'm curious if anyone's going to actually score 200 in the championship week because, you know, I mean, we've seen some crazy ass scores in these leagues. Crispy said, I don't even know where I'm at. What do you mean? Crispy, you super smoked out or what? You super smoked out? What do you mean you don't know where you're at? In what? In the wafers? Ooh, Toker won 112. Okay. Yeah, probably not going to be in the running for that jacket, but I feel like a lot of scores, like there's a lot of scores that are just down this week in general. But yeah, we're going to wait. I mean, we still got the games tonight, and then we got stat corrections that can happen on Wednesday. So I already know, like, I'm not even going to start looking at all of those until, like, Wednesday, Thursday. Same with, like, the best ball. Like, Wednesday, Thursday, those are going to be the days when we're getting everything going. I tried to tell you guys that other crew is just hella weird. And everybody says, man, can't we all just get along? They don't want to get along. You got too much weird shit going on over there. Like Lee coming in here to salute other people when he hates on me and hates on the show. Super fucking weird. song, Purdy or Goff? Goff, man. At least they're playing for something. You know, they're playing for pride. They're playing for pride over there. But, you know, if they go down by like a couple touchdowns or whatever, and just like, I know that, like, you know, 49ers can easily go up by a couple touchdowns and they can try to play spoiler, you know, because if they win, that means that the Lions don't get a bye. So that would be huge. But if the Lions get a little bit of a lead, they may just start playing backups and stuff because this is the time, like this week and next week, where if you're already out of it, completely 100% out of it, coaches want to see what they got in the younger guys because they want to see who they're going to cut, who they're going to keep, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's why I'm nervous about playing any 49ers in general. I got Purdy going in one, but if I had Goff, I would have chose Goff over Purdy. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. And what Dad Tucker won, fucking hilarious. He said, bogey eat him up with jealousy. Hilarious. I beat Crazy Eyes in two semis. And that felt really good because I made it to multiple championships by overstepping him and kicking him out of the way. And he can't say the same about me. And Coach C, what up, bro? He said, what's the plan? What are you doing content-wise after Super Bowl? Fantasy football stuff isn't stopping. But this year in the offseason, I'm going to be doing a lot more traveling as well. Like going and getting content from just different places. Like we're going to Connecticut and New York in 2 weeks from now, like right after my birthday. And then we got a trip to Disneyland planned because, you know, when you win championships, you go take trips to Disneyland. So we're going to do that. And then shit got WrestleMania in April. A lot of shit going on, man. And then throughout all this time, there is going to be throughout all this time, you know, I'm going to be doing rankings a lot. I'm going to be doing a lot more IDP content. That's one thing that I know 1,000,000% this offseason. I'm going to focus on doing more IDP content. So get ready for that as well. And then this year, I'm actually going to focus on doing more rankings videos because I know people want rankings videos. I really hate doing them. It's probably because I'm so anal about rankings and like literally, like even with the IDP rankings video, it last year with top 25, which I killed it, by the way. If you drafted like a handful of people from that top 25, you know, that I gave, like you dominated. But yeah, like even that, I recorded it and then it took me like 3 days to upload it. And I'm like, fuck, like I want to change this now. Like I'm uploading it 3 days later, you know, but I want to change it because I feel like I want to put this person up here, this person down here. But so that's just one thing that I have to get over mentally with the rankings is that even if it takes me a couple days to like put the video out there, that I just got to be okay doing it and like not care if anything changed. And then you know, and then just keep doing that, you know, maybe once a month rankings or something, you know, something like that. And Toyota won. What up, bro? Said down 13 points. Kittle left, so you're saying there's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah! Godspeed, bro. I got Kittle in 1-2. And Nick says people are looking at me after you hit that big dab. Let's go. Let's go. Crispy said, who's coming in here talking shit? Well, no, it's Lee. Like, Lee has issues with me. Lee came to me in confidence, asking me questions, and then reported back to headquarters. And then I get, like, dumb texts from, you know, multiple of their people over there. And then Lee comes in here, like, saluting, like, you know, the people who support their chat as well. But even knowing that he, like, doesn't like me, like, totally hates on the show and everything we're doing, you know. So, like, just curious why guys like that even come around. Like, but he's the ear to the streets, right? So, like, this is the streets. This is the streets for him. He's got to go find something to, you know, report back to headquarters. And Coach C said, awesome, looking forward to that. Hell yeah, it's going to be a good one. Pam, what up? Hey, Pam, so we had a couple people talking about the Wafers Leagues. What was your score in the Wafers League, the one that you won the championship in the number 12? Because I can't remember what your score was. And Tyree, what up? Said, I think once a week, weekly podcast with another fantasy wizard would be cool. Updates like that. I do want to collab with more people, and there is going to be more people collabing with this show in general. Just got to kind of figure out the way. And if anyone's connected to any other fantasy football podcasts and you think that, like, you know, I would be a good guest on their show or whatever, put us in contact. Cause I'm down to go. I'm doing a podcast with a movie podcast actually on Wednesday. It's not going to be live. And then I think I'm doing a live show on Thursday with someone else. So I am going to be trying to, you know, just do more to circulate throughout the fantasy community and, you know, just everywhere. Ah, Frank, you said I lost, brother. H ain't no TD. Hall no TD. Adams nothing. Sorry, man. Fucking sucks. Sucks to hear that shit. And Scotty boy, opposite though. He said, champ is here. Two titles this year in 5 leagues. There we go. He said, comments. Comments the shit talking. There we go. There we go. And Toyota one said, yes, I'll be interested in the IDP content. I know people will. That's why I want to start doing more. Because nobody really does it. So I need to let, like, people need to know that this is the place that you come for IDP gold, you know? And so, yeah, there's going to be more of that going down this week. And I said, first year plan, I think I did below average to pick the one to start. And then who's good, who's not. Always seem to pick wrong ones to start. Well, and here's the thing that I will tell everybody who does IDP. Because there's more options, you're not always going to pick right the entire time. Like, trust me, I don't even pick right the entire time. You know, hence starting Ugo and shit 2 weeks ago and fucking losing me championships, you know. But the whole point with like how you get good at IDP is building up your depth. You just keep building up your depth everywhere, especially in these dynasty leagues. And then you hope that you have 4, 5, 6 good options, you know, for like 3 or 4 spots. And that's really what it is, you know, and you just keep building up the depth because I love it when I'm right. And I wish I could be right 100%. And it, you know, makes me feel super dope when I'm like, this person's going to kill it and they fucking kill it. You know, but there's so many good players in, you know, there's just so many good players in IDP compared to offense. That's the tough part. Toyota One says that what he means by keeping his ear to the streets to get info from here to them. I mean, I'm saying. Crispy on some high school little girl shit, for sure. And let's see, Pamela won the Wafers 12. Is that too braggadocious? No, this is literally the title of the show. Claim your victory. Like, it is so hard to win a fantasy football championship, especially if you play in some of the leagues that I host. You know, I mean, they're some of the toughest out there. And so now that is part of what this show is. This is all about it. Oh shit, look at Scotty boy here. He said Wafers champ here, dropped 186 points on that ass. Okay, so we know at least here out of the benchmarks from people in here, 186 is the benchmark. Just beat out Pam right there. But 186, we know, is the wafers benchmark, at least as of now, until we go do more checking. But we got multiple wafers championships coming out of the 420 crew. And it's not just 420 crew members who are playing in these leagues. Remember, I mean, these are people from all over the country, all over the world, a bunch coming out of that Facebook group where we have over 100,000 people in. And at least right there, we got three of the 28 champions are 420 crew members. Let's go. Let's go. And Flappo, he said, what up? He said, down to the wire, my guillotine league score. Woo, less than a point apart. I've got Amon Ra versus Gibbs. Oh, shit, son. Woo, Godspeed, Flacco. Flappo, I know that that's going to be a fucking nerve-wracking game for you.
Definitely.
Sure. Whoa, Bazooka? Whoa, all right. There you go. Cool. Thanks, bro. It's going to be a stressful game, bro. I feel it, Flappo. And Nick said, tapping out after six plates at the Chinese buffet. Let's go. I like it crispy. Sorry, Lee. We don't have time for the band camp stories. Dark Rain, 164 to 89, but this scoring system's weird in week 10. Jamar put up 81 points in this league, and he has Amon Ra and Gibbs left. Got Laporta. I mean, being up by 70 points, yeah, like being up by 70-something points, I mean, I like your chances, and at least you got one of the big dogs in this game. But, yeah, if they could score that much, I'd be nervous. I'd be nervous. And what up, Brent? He said, I'm down by 15, half PPR. I got Gibbs and Debo. How confident should I be? I mean, I would be very confident. I'm in a 1.0 PPR league. I'm down by 34, 35, something like that. And I have Gibbs left. And, like, I'm not all the way confident, but I'm confident enough. And that's a 1.0 PPR. I checked. Damn, if it was 2.0, I probably would have had it in the bag. And T Money said, I need 15 from Gibbs. My cooked. Nah, man. It's a good matchup because let's not forget, like, the 49ers, they've been really great at defending the pass, but they have been horrible at defending the run. So anybody who has Gibbs tonight, I would be feeling good about the matchup. And Pam said, hell yeah, 420 crew for life. Yeah. Boom. Toker 1, I want to talk about Kyle Turley, about his cannabis, and see if he'd want to get involved in some way with the 420 crew. Yeah, I'd love it, man. I mean, there's more, like Ricky Williams. He's been on the show multiple times because he's such an advocate for the, you know, the sports and cannabis and all that. And, like, that's one of the things that I really want to do is, like, I know that there's, like, some professional athletes or ex-athletes out there who, like, want to start a podcast. And, like, I want to be a producer for some of these podcasts and make sure, because that's one thing. Like, if there's nothing else that I can, like, bring to the table for a lot of these guys, like, producing a podcast is definitely one of the things that I can bring to the table for some of these guys. So, you know, I know you're going to be getting involved more, Toker One, with the Saints. And, you know, if anything like that comes up, just, you know a guy. And it'd be awesome to get involved with some of these athletes because I know that. You know, even like Ricky Williams, you know, he's definitely not the most popular guy in the world, but amongst the sports guys, super popular. I think one of the things that's, like, tough is, like, I don't think these guys want to do, like, weekly podcasts, you know, like, I want to get a group of, a bunch of these sports weed advocates, you know, and have a podcast. And it's like, you know, they can go in rotation. You know, we bring other people on, like maybe they bring a friend of theirs on to be the guest and they're, like, talking with that friend, you know, because that's what a lot of these celebs say for these podcasts. Like, it's just an excuse to go talk to a friend and have a conversation, you know, with someone. So that's really what I want to do. Get a big podcast, you know, together, but have it be where, like, bunch of athlete celebrity type weed people, you know, and it's like a big collection of them, so they don't have to be held down to, oh, I gotta do it this week, I have to do it every week. Like, maybe we have enough to where it's only like a once a month per person, you know, type thing, but it's like four episodes a week or four episodes a month, or, you know, something like that. Hey, shout out to Phil. What up, bro? What's going down? T-Money said, bet Gibbons goes for two TDs and 100 yards on FanDuel with the Lions money line. There you go, man. I believe it. I believe it. Oh, nice. Tucker One said he's got his dispensary in Tennessee, man. And see, like, I'm down to travel. Like, that is one of the things. Like, if it's for, like, work, podcasting, anything like that, I'm down to travel. I still don't know how – I still don't know how, like, traveling with the equipment is, because I heard, like, traveling with, like, fucking microphones and shit like that, like, it makes it, like, a real bitch with security, you know? Like, that's one of the things that I heard, like, traveling with that. But yeah, man, I want to travel, go meet people, go do, that for networking. I want to do, in-person podcasts, like, man, like, love to go to, like, you know, a celebrity's dispensary, go fucking take a tour of the dispensary, go show some shit off, you know, get some stuff and then, and, you know, smoke it up and give my reviews. Like, that's one of the things I really want to, make sure that I'm taking advantage of, is like getting to like different 420 events, networking, trying strains. And because, like, I just feel like as we grow more, like, those are some of the kind of sponsors that we're going to end up getting for the show. And my whole goal is to get enough 420 sponsors that I can smoke for free like throughout the entire year. If I could smoke for free throughout the entire year because of sponsorships, like, that's my goal. Like, that is one of my huge goals. Johnny, what up, bro? Man, we're getting a little bit of we're getting sad stories and we're getting good stuff, Johnny. So no matter what, you're not alone. And he said, what up, crew? I got demolished this week, thoroughly spanked in 6 out of 7 matchups, but the 7th undefeated in 12-team startup, 12-team start 20 Superflex IDP Dynasty with Savages. All right, here's one thing that I will say, Johnny. I'm sure that it sucks balls losing in those 6 championships. 2 of them were to me, and my teams completely went off. And I know you're not officially done, but, you know, sorry, Johnny. Sorry. But going undefeated and winning a championship, I still have said I've never witnessed it. Like, literally this year, I thought that I was going to be in a fucking championship matchup with the undefeated team that beat me twice in the regular season, and they lost in the semis. The one time that I faced an undefeated team in the championship, it was the championship that I keep talking about, and it goes back to 2012 with my homie Chipoka Waka Zach. I'm pretty sure he either had 1 loss or no losses. But I remember he beat me twice throughout the regular season, and I ended up winning somehow in the championship. And I've only seen stories of, you know, online about people with their perfect fucking records. But if I don't know you specifically, like, you know, I can't even trust anything that's on the internet. First off, they could be Photoshopped, you know. Second off, it could be a free league, you know. So I would just say, man, that's pretty fucking dope, Johnny. And, like, that's how hard it is to win an undefeated championship that you had to lose those other six, to be able to win that one. Because that's how special that one actually is. Might never happen again. Might never happen again. I haven't even won with a one loss team ever. The least that I've ever lost with was 2 loss squads. And this year, at least I put my best foot forward with my squad, and we scored 434.95. But there's still a possibility that I could lose. It just depends on how crazy Brock Purdy goes and a couple other guys that's going against me. But the dude needs to score more than 100 points to beat me, and I think he has 3 or 4 players left. So I'm nervous. But that's a one-loss team that I have, and if I win that one, that would be the first championship that I've won with a team with 1 loss. So yeah, props to you, Johnny. That ain't easy. And especially a start 20 Superflex IDP. There's no accidental championships in a league like that. There is no fucking accidental championships. Hey, Raider Jack said, can Goff get over 20? I think that he would get Like, if he was to get 60, he would get exactly 60, like 60.00. How's that, Raider Jack? Does that help you? Does that help you? Does that help you? 60.00? He said over 60. Yeah, so for those who don't know, I know you guys have heard me talk about this crazy-ass 32-man league that I'm in, and I'm in the championship. I fucked up, and I didn't play Abdullah. I played Adams and fucking Dubs over him, and now I'm up by 64, I think, 63, 64, something like that, and Raiders Jack, he's got Goff left to go, and Goff, he like, in this scoring, it's higher than just, like, regular default scoring, so, like, we've seen players put up 60 points. And yeah, and Aaron Rodgers fluked me, man. I should have just played fucking Abdullah over Aaron Rodgers. I should have picked up Drew Lock or something and played him. I could have played anybody over Aaron Rodgers. And Raiders Jack said, if it's that, I'll take second then. Whew. Toyota win because that's your opponent. Yep. Yep. It's going to be a tough one, though. That league is not easy to win. The first year, I lost in the semis. Last year I drafted Burrow with my first pick at the 5 overall. And, you guys know how that went. And, this year we're in the championship and keep my fingers crossed. This is not an easy league to win. Ship of Fools had won this league 6 years ago, had one down year and then made the finals 4 years in a row, lost one, won the next two. Nice loss this year. Higgins and Lamar finished me off, but still proud of that run. Yeah, bro. It is not easy to make the championship in a single league 4 years in a row. That is, it's not easy at all. And then to win back to back like that in the same league, that is not easy. That is not easy. There's one league where I put myself in the best position to where I should win back to back. One of them, if I'm going against Crispy, need a little bit of help to go back to back. But yeah, it is, it's not easy to win back to back championships. Especially in a redraft. It's not in a redraft. I mean, sometimes in a dynasty, you know, but you still have to get lucky with, like, not getting a shitload of injuries in dynasty, or at least having enough depth to be able to handle getting those injuries. Yeah, Raider Jack said Goff scored 79 one week. Yeah, like 60 points in the scoring that we have. It's still crazy to score that high, but I've seen it done. It's not like that's impossible. 60, you know, in a regular ass scoring league, like, that's one thing. Like, then that's really, really hard. But we've seen it, man. I synced it. Let's see. What did Toker One share over here? What is this? Anyway. Let's share this so everyone else can watch also.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Let's see. It's funny because they shared it as a short, but it's like it's not like
it's medicinal and recreational marijuana use is becoming legal in more states across our country. Many people are turning to cannabis to help with chronic pain relief. Despite certain states' creed to concede to the benefits of weed, one major organization is still in disbelief. Reefer relief. NFL. One poll found that almost half of NFL players secretly use cannabis in the months after their drug test to ease the pain from game-inflicted injuries. But it's at a big risk. Caught, they can face a hefty fine and a full season suspension. And yet, many players say their doctors hand out highly addictive opioids like candy. Is it time for the NFL to ease restrictions on marijuana prescriptions?
So, should marijuana use be allowed in the National Football League? Well, former player Kyle Turley joins us, and we're going to address that subject. So, welcome back, Kyle. Always a pleasure.
Great to see you again.
And why?
Hold on. We'll come back to that real quick here. And I wonder why it's not like, why it's not letting me... Like, why is it like this small version? Let's see. Ship of Fools, we play with two keepers. Champ 3 out of 6. He said that means something, eh? Yeah, fuck yeah, man. He said, come back next year. Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah, because got to get that title, man. Got to get that title. And Mowgli, I'm down 13 points with my opponent. Has all his guys played already? I just got Goff left to play. He's going to pull through for me. I already pretty much won my other championship up 40. Nice, nice. Yeah, 13 points. That should be nothing. Nothing for Goff. And shout out again to NRH. What up, what up? Ship of Foo said, your advice helped me get there this year despite lots of injuries. Nothing could have saved me this week, but without dodging, dipping, diving, and dodging, said I wouldn't have even got close. And there you go, man. And anybody who went up against Lamar and Higgins, I mean, that's just kind of tough to overcome. Like, it's tough enough to overcome, like, one, playing one of those guys, let alone both. But yeah, man, it's sometimes it's tough losing the championship game. But did you win money for playing in the championship game even though you lost? Because I know that that is always one thing that, you know, eases my pain a little bit when I lose is, you know, in the championship, you are usually profiting, you know, whether you win or lose. Obviously, it's better to win than lose, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But we're all in this for the money, you know, as well. Like, I mean, we're in for this for, you know, the love of the game and all that, but still, like, there's a reason why we don't play in free leagues, you know, or why we are leaning ourselves out of those free leagues, you know. Hey, shout out to Bakes. What up, bro? NRH said, I'm up 8 with Jameer and Joanna Man to play in Dynasty. The ring was always mine. There we go, man. And don't celebrate too early yet, because I remember 2 years ago that I was down by 3 points or 4 points, and I had T. Higgins, 2022, Monday Night Football game. You guys remember this game? The Bengals-Bills? And I ended up losing because of it. And Higgins even got a catch in that game. It was like he got, I think he got like 2 point something points, but I needed 4 points, you know. And Bake said Aaron Rodgers is trash. He's so trash, bro. They weren't playing for anything. We should have already known that it wasn't going to be worth playing him. But I played him in multiple leagues and could end up losing because of it in a couple. And I lost CD and Chuba too. Yeah, see, that sucks, man. A lot of injuries of guys that we ended up losing. Yes, guys that we never wanted to play in general. And Giants tonight. And I only lost to you, Phil, tons. So I know the money's going to good homes. There we go. And going to savage teams, right? It's not like it'd be different if you lost, like, at least with me. Like, man, sorry, Johnny, that you went up against the, you know, you went up against me in some of my good weeks in two leagues. I couldn't believe it. But yeah, man, at least you didn't lose to like bullshit teams. I mean, I don't know what Big Tons and Phil's teams look like, but I mean, throughout most of the leagues that I, you know, that they're in championships and their teams are good. So Giant said, and I'll play for free next year, plus a few bucks. I mean, and see, and like, especially if it's dynasties, like if you keep rolling that over, you know, like, I mean, that's also a win, you know, because I mean, a lot of times, you know, if you're just playing redraft, like even if you got second place, you know, you're taking that money, you're putting it in your pocket, you know, you spend it, you know, whatever. And then you're still coming out of pocket, even though the money's coming from the same place. It does feel nice knowing you could be like, hey, roll that over. And like, you, it feels like even though you're not playing for free, you know, it's still coming out of your winnings. It does feel like you're playing for free, you know, and that's still the best feeling out of all of this. And Shippafu said, yep, won $250 for second place, pocketed a few weekly high score bonuses. All the best leagues have a weekly high score bonus, in my opinion. I want to add it into more. It's just, it has to be, you know, depending on that. Because, like, you know, a $10 high score bonus or $20, I mean, maybe even $20, that might be, like, the cheapest that would, like, seem like it would make it worth it, you know, depending on what the size of the league is. But I remember we did that last year in our league, $600 buy-in, and we had every week it was $50 for the high score. So, you know, you win that. There was only two people who won it twice. Everyone else besides that, it was different people. At least it seemed like that. Is my math even wrong? Yeah, because it was 14 weeks. Yeah, that's what it was. And yeah, it's you know, it's fun because like that just keeps people competing at fucking the highest levels, you know, highest levels every week. And Bake said, you know what the highest score is so far for the projected champions in the wafer leagues? No, but out of everybody who came in here today telling us about their championship, Scotty Boy said he has 186. So that's the highest that I know as of right now, because I haven't gone and looked. You know, we still got a game tonight, so I'm sure there's a bunch of Jared Goffs and Amon Ra's and Gibbs and all types of shit, so I didn't even go look. Bake said I might get close to 200. Woo! I mean, you get close to 200, you're going to be in the mix. For sure you're going to be in the mix. Because I wonder how many of those championship teams actually had the Lamars, actually had the Higgins. You know, those guys. Because I doubt anybody started like Drew Locke or like Mims or anything like that. And NRH, now I'm up by 8 and he's done. I might pull Jameer and Juwan. I don't want to be a dick. Oh, you're up by 8. I thought you said you were down by 8. Oh, you're good. Yeah. I thought you said you were down by 8. Good shit, bro. Good shit. Dude, already won and you still got Gibbs left to go? Man, gotta be a good feeling, man. Gotta be a good feeling. And nah, don't sit him, man. You're not gonna get minus 8 points or 9 points. And I said, no, each team I went against went totally off. Yeah, and I mean, it sucks when that happens, but it's almost better. Because I feel like there's a couple. Like, I need Gibbs to score like 35 in a league. I need Amon Ra to score, fuck, I don't know, 30, 35, maybe even 40. You know, luckily it's a 2.0 PPR. But those are going to be the most nerve-wracking games of, like, all of this. Like, at least there's one that I'm pretty sure I already lost. I'm almost positive. I think I have one defensive player left. That's the 10-man league that I say I could never win, the first dynasty league that I ever did. Stupid fucking injuries down the stretch killed me. And Johnny said, I could still pull off a miracle or two. You never know. Hey, well, there you go, man. See, there you go. See, and that we got to have faith, like right now. Like, just got to keep the faith, man. Keep the faith. Johnny said, my wafers team is projected for 184. And I mean, that's if you hit your projection. What if they go above the projection? Ship of Fools said, had a blast watching all your streams this year. Said, it would be cool to join a season long league with this community next year. He said, let me know how to join. So if you go to 420crew.com, that's the best way. You will be in the loop because Dynasty Leagues are going to start in February. First Dynasty League is going to start in February. I'm going to be in that very first one. It's going to be a 135 buy-in for year one. Year two, it's 81. You have to be a paid 420 crew member to be in this one. And there's going to be it's going to be so fun. Like, listen to how this Dynasty League is going to be going on. Hey, and shout out to Luis, who just opted in. What up? So here, just for everyone listening, this is how this first Dynasty League is going to be going. Toker One said, yeah, so that's Toker One is Mr. Preda Dynastia. That is that's Mr. Bakes. So yeah, that's him right there in the flesh. And so here's how the Dynasty Leagues are going to work. And Johnny said, I love the early startups. They're the most fun. Those are the ones that I'm super addicted to. So right after the Super Bowl, okay, like literally that week, right after the Super Bowl, there's going to be a couple. Hey, shout out to Daniel. What up, bro? Be with you in a second. And nice. And Luis said, I've been live for, he said, you've been live for a while. Yeah, about an hour. About an hour. He said it just started about an hour ago. Now I got done. He's still online working. Grinding, bro. Grinding. And so February. The first part of all of this is we do a draft order race for our wrestling characters. Okay. That's the first part because it's a WWF themed dynasty. We then, whatever that order is, we're picking our characters. The character must be in the WWE 2K24 video game because I am going to be doing a Royal Rumble live on YouTube. All of our characters will be in it. Everything is going to be randomized, okay? And whoever, like, whatever order you get eliminated in, like, if you're eliminated first, you get the last pick in the Derby draft. Okay, because this is still the wrestling like draft, it's still for the Derby draft order. So if you are there the longest, you get the first pick, so you get to pick whatever you want. That's the most fun part. So it's like we're doing a draft for our wrestlers, then we're doing a Royal Rumble, and then we're doing a Derby draft order after that, where we pick our draft positions. Okay, then from there, we're doing our full draft. And within the draft, you must draft your rookie picks. It just adds another element to the strategy. And you may not draft a rookie pick. You may draft 20 rookie picks. You may draft 3 first-round rookie picks. You may draft no first-round rookie picks. However you want to do it, there's so many different levels to the strategy. And then that draft is going to take like a month. That the whole draft's probably going to take like 3 weeks to a month, something like that, because they pause at night. The clocks pause at night and it's 4-hour clocks and it's like 50 something rounds. It's because it's Superflex, IDP, everything. The full shebang would be the fun, most fun league that you ever join. The most trading that you will ever be a part of in a draft. It's just super fun. And then a couple days or just within that week after the NFL draft, then we're going to have our rookie drafts as well. And that's going to be all based on the picks that you picked. And then every year after that, it's going to work normal for the rookie picks. You know, you get your rookie picks based on where you finish either in the regular season or the playoffs. And at any time, you could trade away those rookie picks. If you do trade away those rookie picks, you have to pay for that next year's league fees because we want to make sure that anyone who's joining and being a part of this is here for the long haul. So, yeah, if anybody trades away a rookie pick, you pay that year's league fee. And you're paid up for that next year. 420crew.com. You guys want to get in. This will be the most fun. It will be the most fun draft that you ever been a part of. I can say that with no cap. No cap. And Toyota One, I play for distraction first. If I win money, it's a bonus. I play money in free leagues. So I'm not much of a gambler. I guess I'm not much of the norm for the typical fantasy player I play. It's fun to play, though. Well, it is fun to play. I just feel like with as much work as we put in, and also like I don't have like home leagues anymore because I know there's some home leagues, you know, that will still be free leagues and, you know, same with work leagues and stuff like that. And I guess that's what it is. Like I put so much work into it. Like if I win a championship, I want to make sure it's for more than pride, you know, like that's what it is for me. Even if it was a low stakes league, it could be a $5 league, you know, for all I care. That's still $60 if it's like a winner take all, you know, like anything, just like any type of stakes. Like even if it was a ring, you know, a trophy that everyone just pitched in for. So there was no like actual money, but it was like a trophy, anything. That's all I mean. Just anything. And Giants said, I got 160 right now. I got Laporta. He has to choose between either Juwanaman or Guarendo in the flex. Okay. Okay. Shout out again to Luis. What up? And Daniel, what up? He said down 12.4 entering last night's game and had to choose between McLaurin or St. Brown. And he said, thank God I chose St. Brown. Yeah, good move. Good move. Now let's see what Luis say. Two championships. I started the Colts in both. Not even going to act like it's like it's their fault. He said one league dropped 150, but he dropped 190. Another league, I dropped 101. He dropped 101. I dropped 80. Still got Amon-Ra and Kittle. I mean, 21 for Amon-Ra and Kittle. Like, I'd be feeling good about it. You know, that I mean, as long as they don't have anybody left, you know, I'd be feeling very, very good because, shit, you get 11 points out of both, you're all good in the hood. And Luis said both leagues are, 2 week rounds. Damn, you go to week 18, that's going to be tough. Says booty cheeks. He said, but I'm not the commish. I can still turn it around. Just need the stars to align. There you go. There you go. And Luis says, shout out to Huss for all the McMillan over downs. Let's go. Let's go. McMillan with those two fucking touchdowns. Yeah. That's funny because I was cheering for McMillan like hella yesterday. But it's because I told so many people McMillan. Because I didn't have McMillan playing in one championship game. I had him playing in a third place game. I'm not sure if I'm going to win that. But even the third place, you know. We got to at least set the lineups, man. I want to get my money back, you know, if that's possible. Because then we played for free the entire year. And Nick said, Alex's leagues are extremely challenging. That's what makes it fun. Almost made it to the playoffs and the IDP WWE. Next year, I'm coming back with a vengeance. Let's go. And, yeah, that one, that one was a group of savages. That's for sure. Group of savages. And it's me and Johnny who made it to the championship over. And Giants said, if you count free leagues, I won 30 out of 42. He said, but we don't count free leagues. I mean, see, because, like, you know, unless you want to be like Lee, you know, like, that's what's funny. Lee tries to act like he doesn't play any free leagues, but he forgets that I've known him for, like, 5 years at this point. But, yeah, because just so funny, man. Yeah, the other show, they're bragging for Lee about how many championships he's in, but... He's only in championships and free leagues. Fucking hilarious. And Nick said, good luck, Alex. I mean, at this point, it's good luck to Johnny. I've already put myself in a position to win. It's if Johnny's team goes insanely nuclear. I don't even know who he has left. I just know he has people left. And Louis said, yeah, mitten salute. But he says, still impressive. Bragging rights for show. Yeah, definitely. I mean, fuck, 30 out of 42. You know, I mean, that's a shitload. That's a shitload. Let's go back to this Kyle Turley little interview here.
Do you support allowing cannabis among National Football League players?
Professional athletes are some of the most prescribed patients in America, period, because through sports comes injury. And when you go to get a diagnosis, that comes with prescriptions. And on top of that, the United States government conveniently owns a neuroprotective patent on cannabis and nothing else. And so with CTE being a very serious disease with our community, I think it's imperative that we examine it on both fronts.
I read a lot of your statements. I mean, as a player, try to describe to us how you felt, not only after each game, but at the end of the season, and then when you retired, what kind of pain were you dealing with?
Yeah, the myriad of surgeries comes along with those injuries. You know, you get plates and screws, you become bone on bone in every joint, and at, you know, your mid-20s to almost 30s, you're experiencing arthritis on the levels of 70, 80-year-old individuals. And so the pain factors are one, but the brain injury issue is my most important charge in this because of the potential neuroprotective aspects of cannabis.
Well, you know, it sort of doesn't make sense that cannabis has been approved for medicinal use, whether it be to help with certain neurological processes going on in the brain or helping to alleviate pain, whether in concert with opiates or to help people get off opiates. I don't understand why the NFL is so slow. What do you think?
Well, I don't either. And in general, our community, we need to start understanding how our bodies actually work. It was discovered in 1992. We have an endocannabinoid system, and each one of us has levels of THC and CBD and all these other things in our bodies currently running and operating. From women nursing to athletes in competition, this is imperative that we understand our endocannabinoid system and the importance of it on all aspects in dealing with our health.
Do you think the NFL is concerned that maybe it's going to be abused for the high effect? Or are you advocating medicinal marijuana or CBD oils or both?
Again, I'm going to go on the people that are really researching in this the most. And what that speaks to is an entourage effect of this entire full plant. CBD derived from hemp, unbelievably medicinal. I developed a company behind that and pushing that because that's the opportunity to all 50 states in America today to experience a base level of cannabis. But that entourage effect is very real. Just a minuscule inclusion of THC to a CBD supplement supercharges that. And so when we see the resolutions of seizures and all these neurological disorders that have played out on certain shows that we've seen so far in this conversation, you know, my interest is where can that go? If we're resolving neurological issues in this country and we are so easily prescribing these damaging things that I personally was on, Wellbutrin, Depakote, Zoloft, to deal with these things that were happening to me and then experiencing those very negative side effects that almost cost me my life, and to understand that transition of where I am today and that I can truly speak to that cannabis saved it. And I take zero opiates to this day, not one aspirin, not one.
Nice. And yeah, that's like the biggest thing, man, is like, you know, there's a lot of these athletes who like there's dealing with so much pain and, you know, they just get prescribed the Vicodins and all types of shit. And Tucker once, I'm trying to get Gordo the Shenanigator. He said to do a podcast with me and go live with you. Hell yeah. He said, and Kyle Turley, I'm going to be in Dynasty with all you guys. Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. It's fucking awesome, dude. Love it. I love it. Yep. Phil said the Hustler Leagues are competitive, which makes them super fun. Hell yeah. Because winning a league like that, like, you know, I'm not saying we're not going to get happy about winning any type of league, because I don't. Free league or not, whether, you know, I poke fun at people, you know, playing free leagues, but you know, like still, it's still hard to win those championships unless it's a bunch of people who just like, you know, quit like halfway. But I assume even these free leagues will have a majority of active people. I just want to assume that in my mind. It's hard to win. It feels good to win no matter what. And no matter if it's a free league, a $10 league, a $5 league, $100 league, $500 league. I mean, well, you know, the higher you go, the better it feels. It still feels good. It still feels good. That's for sure. And yeah, man, it feels fucking good. And but yeah, but you know, when you win a Hustler league, like Zoo Crew knows about winning some Hustler leagues. When you win a Hustler league or a 420 crew league, man, it just means so much more than so many other leagues, because it is not hard, not easy to draft among savages. It's not easy to hit the waiver wire claims among savages. And it's definitely not easy to win on a weekly basis versus savages. And it's even harder to win in the playoffs. And yeah, I mean, I've been hearing stories, you know, all weekend of people losing a lot of championships, and it sucks. It should just motivate you to come back harder next year. And Zoo Crew down 77. I got him on. I got him. St. Brown, J-Mo, Bosa, Branch. Then either playing Melon Fu or Winters from the San Fran linebackers. He has Kirby Joseph left. Damn, I don't even know. I'm gonna try to base it based on like snap counts for like last week, because both I know Greenlaw's out, but is Fred Warner, is he out too? I don't have any. I only have Greenlaw, and I already know he's out. I have no Fred Warner anywhere. Who the fuck is the other guy? Melon Fawu? So who the fuck is Melon Fawu? Yeah, and Winters, I mean, he played 76% of snaps last week with Dre Greenlaw out. And that was like a week after they let, that was after the Devondre Campbell debacle. Yeah, let me know. Who the fuck is the other guy? I don't even know who that is. Oh, he's a Lion. Oh, okay. Okay, so you got an option on both sides of the ball. Let me see. Where's Detroit? Well, Winters, like I said, got 76% last week of the snaps. Let's see this Melon, Milifuwu, whatever the fuck. Oh, safety. Oh. It's probably going to be better going with the San Francisco guy, man. I don't even know what these guys have done. Stats-wise, I'm literally going off of snaps and just, like, how my brain is thinking with this game. But, like, I don't know. Like, are we expecting the 49ers to do a lot of throwing? Are they even going to possess the ball, you know, for an insane amount of time? I feel like the Detroit Lions are going to control the time of possession and will be doing a bunch of running. So I think I'd rather have the San Fran linebacker who's going to play three quarters of the snaps. I mean, at least that's what we assume. The other guys didn't really play that much. The other one guy didn't play that much for San Fran. Warner was 100%. And then Winters got 76%. And then the other guys got like kind of nothing. Yeah. Louise, my eliminated team dropped 170 for the highest score in the league. So I would have even beat both finalists. Yeah, it happens every time. Yeah, and I mean, that's happened to me so many times. It's a real shitty feeling. But, you know, this is why I just say get into more leagues, you know, because you never know how many that you have the right combination. You just never know. You never know. Like, that's why we love fantasy football, because there's so many ways to win. There's so many different combinations, you know, all of that. And, and what did he say? He said, yeah, and by the way, the 101 team has no players left. I got 80. Oh, damn, that's a lot. They could do it, though. I mean, if it's Hustler scoring. TS said, I'm glad my championship was week 16. I would have lost this week, man. That's tough. Do you only have four teams that make it to the playoffs? Was it only week 15 and 16? TS, that were the finals. And I got Jaden Daniels week two off waivers. Yeah. Yeah, single QB league. I mean, he wasn't drafted in a lot of places. Giants said, waivers are why I had six Hustler teams in the finals. You got to be good on the waivers, right? The free agent waivers are all high stakes guys when they're 80-plus K plus winnings. Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of players who get drafted end up getting hurt. That's what makes like our the best ball tournament even that much more fun, because you kind of do have to draft, like, you know, almost perfectly to be able to win. And that's a lot of times why my team suck, because I don't draft perfectly. I usually do win on the waivers and shit like that. And okay, he's a dope safety, missed the whole season, but is a 12 to 22 point kind of guy. Okay. Louis says, just about getting the lottery tickets. I mean, drafting your complete teams, right? Smokey the Cat, what up? Said, of course, the week playing for third, I scored 198. 55 more points than the champion. Yeah. 55! Yep, next year, bro. As always, the next year. And just got to jump into more leagues. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Song said, I need Warner and Slick Rick to go off of my best ball team. I lost CD and Chubb. Damn. Miracle. That's rough, dude. And Phil, waivers are IDP gold. Hell yeah. Tucker one, so we're naturally carrying cannabinoids. We must infuse ourselves, strengthen the immune system. Said, man, it's crazy how fucked up the thought is with the government and the NFL. He said, for what it can do for you. Yeah, and like, I know I'm not the healthiest person in the world. Not even close to it. But I swear, like, the weed keeps me healthier, you know? Like, I know there's a lot of times I'm dying from, like, smoking and, you know, like, coughing and shit. But I swear, man, I know that the weed is helping with a lot of bullshit, man. I'm sure there's a lot of bullshit going on. But, yeah, it's I feel bad for people who don't smoke because of the stigma. Because it's just, it's dumb, man. It's like reefer madness shit from like fucking 100 years ago, damn near. And I feel sorry for the people who live in states where the state hasn't recognized that it at least has medicinal qualities, you know, because there's still a bunch of states that aren't even medical. That's like dumb as fuck. Dumb as fuck, man. And then, yeah, and I just hope that, like, you know, if anybody has issues with, like, I don't know, like seizures, for example, like that's one of them. Like, I knew, like, man, I remember one time we were playing baseball. It was like a friend of a friend who was like on our baseball team, like when we played in adult league. And dude, this kid had a seizure on the field, and luckily we had two paramedics. Like, they were like EMTs and shit. Like, luckily they knew what to do. And like, I kept trying to get this guy to smoke for the longest time. Like, bro, you literally have something that weed fucking cures, and as those damn seizures. And like, he wouldn't do it because like of the stigma. He wouldn't do it of the stigma. And I wonder if this guy still has seizures to this day. But I know that, yeah, that Charlotte's Web story is just fucking insane, man. Okay. Zoo Crew said nothing. Winter just started, just to start in Mel, just activated last week. Then go with Mel, man. I mean, because Winters is just like some random fourth string guy who's there because of circumstance, you know. Hey, Luis, there we go. I made it over to Twitch. What's up? There we go. He said, I was on YouTube. I just hopped into Twitch for the emojis. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Man, hell yeah, we're killing it, man. He said, Hus, I came on an hour late. He said, you probably already talked about it, but how many championships did you secure, feel good about? So I've secured one officially. That is the one where literally the dude has no other players on the other side. Now, the ones that I feel good about, I got one. I'm nervous about the 32-man league, but I do still feel good about it. So we'll go two. One, I scored 435, and I still feel nervous about one. Let me see. But this one, I feel good about three. This one, I feel good about four. Feel good about this one, five. Feel good about this one, six. Feel good about this one, seven. So I feel good about seven more. Well, actually, I guess I included the one that I already won in there. So I feel good about seven out of the 13 that I'm in right now. So about half. But outside of the ones that I don't feel good in, I got Gibbs. I'm down by like 34. So if Gibbs goes nuclear, I got one. I'm going up against Crispy. He's got the lead on me. But he's got Jack Campbell, and I've got Amon-Ra St. Brown. But as of right now, I'm down by 17. That's not one of the ones I counted as feeling good about, but I'm in the mix there. I'm actually up by four, but this dude has Gibbs, Jennings, and all I have is Brian Branch. So even though I'm winning in that one, like the projections are fully tilted, and I need Brian Branch to go nuclear. If he goes insane, like 40, 50 points, like then I'll feel good. and then the one where I'm playing Phil, man, he fucking did it to me. His IDP came through like crazy. I got George Kittle and Hufanga, and I'm down by 49. It is tight end premium, but I need George Kittle to go crazy, and I need Hufanga to go crazy. Yeah, and like, even looking on here, man, if I would have played Zacacius, that would have been nice, but it wouldn't have even been enough. If I would have played Zacacius over Juwana, man, that would have been, Janu, I mean. That would have been nice, or over Adams. But yeah, so And then the last one, I already conceded that I've lost because he's got Laporta. I guess I have Goff, but it sucks. I don't want Goff to go nuclear and make me win this 10-man $30 league. Like, I would rather Goff not go nuclear so I can win the 32-man league, which I'll win like $700 in that one $50 32-man league. Yeah, so those are all my squads. I feel good about seven as of right now, but I need to win more than seven. I've won seven in a year before. I said this year that I'm going to win more than I've ever won in a season. And so I got to get over seven. Got to get over seven. And but that's one thing that I'm pushing myself towards every single year, because there's some people who say that, you know, even people who used to hang around this show, they love saying it, but I'm actually living it, and we're going to do it. You know, we're going to win more championships this year than any year prior. But yeah, and Raider Jack even came in here. Super nervous. Super nervous. He's got Goff. TS, six teams that make the playoffs. Top two get a bye, single elimination. Dude, so you guys were playing in week 14? Like, the championship started in week 14? That's what you're telling me? When all those teams were on bye? Let me guess. The guys who won in week 14 didn't have a lot of buys. I mean, if I knew that that was the case, like, I definitely wouldn't be drafting people who had like week 14 buys. But yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. Crispy said, what's the payout in the 21? Pretty sure it's 420 and 175. And Louis said, fuck yeah, congrats, dog. Hey, we're trying. We're trying, man. It's it ain't easy. It ain't easy. You guys know how hard this shit is. And especially, like, I don't play in any easy-ass leagues. Like, man, and no offense to anybody who considers their leagues easy-ass leagues. But, yeah, like, every league I play in is fucking hard. Hard. Like, it just, I push myself to play with some of the best of the best. And just the settings and everything that we play in, you know, just the craziest and the craziest. And TS said championship was week 16, but buys sucked. He said, rather do that than deal with players sitting. Well, see, here's the thing. Players sat because of injury, not because of just sitting. So, like, it wasn't a normal thing that happened this year. Like, nobody sat there. No NFL team sat players. Like, we have to be clear on that. Like, Chuba Hubbard, injured. CD Lamb, injured. Like, those guys weren't going to play because of injury. And it wasn't because they sat. Like, that's a huge misconception that so many people have. Yeah, TS said it was different this year. Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it sucked the way that it happened, but it wasn't and it's not even you. It's like you said that. But I seen so much of it in that Facebook group that I admin, the one I created with like 100,000 people in it, where so many people are saying, why would they sit CD Lamb? And it's like, he didn't sit, he was hurt. There's a difference. He was injured, you know? And like, that is like, that comes with the bad luck of fantasy. That, like, that part of it, because it was injuries. Like, in week 18, there's going to be some, like, Chiefs are probably going to sit their players. But that's probably it. Like, fucking the Lions and the Vikings, they play each other in week 18. Like, if the Lions win, that literally the winner of that game, number one seed, comes down to that game, you know? So, like, yeah, there's not going to be a lot of teams. Like, even like, if people think that, like, the Bills might sit, you know, some players, like, they kind of don't have a reason to, like, play their players in week 18. But Lamar, the Steelers, and all them, like, they need to play their players. They're going to. There's only a one-game difference between them. And I don't know how the tiebreaker would work. I don't know if Ravens would get the tiebreaker. Because I don't know. I think it would come down to strength of opponents or like something like that. And Luis, I just want to wake up and see one out of three leagues said, but two championships. I mean, we'll be dope. Hell yeah, bro. Let's get it. Just either way, that decision to end week 16 won me 175. I'm not the commissioner, so not complaining. Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I, you know, there are some leagues where my teams went nuclear in week 16. And, you know, it's because those injuries and shit or bad decisions, you know, by me, some things are in jeopardy, you know. Yeah, and either way, you're the champ. That's all that matters. Uh-oh. What's Noble doing? Let's see. All right. We'll do another bowl or two. It's probably going to be time to get up out of here. What Toker One say? Sorry, Derek and Pete Smurf, my little 112 and the Wafers 27. He said you both outscored me this week. Oh, man, it's tough. That's tough. Crispy said, what about the 33 redraft number one IDP Superflex? Crispy, you're the worst because you know I make these bylaws. Now I make these damn bylaws. Let's see. All right. Man, I hate hearing this, Luis. He said, I came back over to YouTube because Twitch was being twitchy. I hate when Twitch is being twitchy. He said, YouTube's running fine. I think what it is YouTube... Here's the thing that YouTube does better than anybody else. They automatically put the stream on like on your like internet settings, you know? Like if you have it on recommended, it'll like automatically adjust to however good your internet is. But the other apps don't do that. It's like you have to manually do that. So but just, you know, just for anybody whoever is on these apps and is acting a little weird, change the resolution. That's all you got to do. If you change the resolution, it'll fix it. That goes for Rumble. That goes for Twitch. That goes for all of those. All right. And here goes a championship bowl right here. This is the onion rings. Let's go. Or onion ring, not onion rings, plural. All right. Oh, and get ready, guys. I'm so excited because one of the things that I'm doing here in a couple weeks is I'm going to Connecticut and I'm going to appear on, I think it's a big time podcast. The dude has like 300,000 like subscribers and all of his videos get tens of thousands of views. And I'm going to be able to go on there and talk a little bit about my story, man. It's going to be super cool. Yeah, we get to talk about a lot of the things that I went to jail for. Like I went to jail for these. I paid the time, I paid the fines, I paid all of those. Now I get to actually talk about it. Okay, cool. He said, thanks, bro. Working better. Okay. Yeah, it I don't know why YouTube does that, but everyone else doesn't. You know, but yeah, that's usually it. It's usually the resolution that makes the shit skip or freeze or whatever. Super annoying. Big said, if I win third place, winning for the 21, I'll use that 40 to get into one of the $35 playoff leagues. Yes, sir. Yes, all of the ones that were... The 17 through 24, all of those are the higher buy. Everything since the 17 is all the higher buy-ins. And so those have third place payouts. Those have highest points for the season payouts, and then the side pot payouts. And then first and second, obviously. And he said probably going to do that over the 55 this year. Hopefully there's an IDP option. Yeah, there's an IDP option for all the options. Yeah, there's only a few 55s this year.
55!
Really, there's only a few 55s every year. We do have, there's two 55 slows with IDP, and then two 55s, or one 55 slow non-IDP, and then another 55 fast non-IDP. And then still options for all the slow drafts. We gotta start telling our friends, guys, if you can, now that fantasy, like the season's actually over. I already know that a lot of people don't really commit until, you know, the season's over, but you know, that's gonna be today. So if you guys have friends or other leagues that you think would be interested in playing, please let them know. Drop the info. So here's all the options. There's fast drafts and slow drafts, and there's fast draft and there's slow drafts for every option. 20 IDP, 35 IDP, 55 IDP, 20 non-IDP, 35 non-IDP, 55 non-IDP, options for all those for the slow. And then fast drafts, same thing. There's literally options for every single type of league right now, different days, different times, and it spans from Sunday the 5th until Saturday the 11th. A lot of drafting. Oh, there we go. Luis said, well, switching to my Wi-Fi compared to mobile data fixed it too. Twitch is no longer twitchy. There we go. There we go. That's what we want to hear. I don't want to hear that anyone's dealing with any of these apps being, you know, having issues, man. Sucks. All right. Yeah, so the playoff leagues, don't slack, guys. We got, I mean, there's still my goal going in. I set a lofty goal of damn near 50 leagues. I already knew we weren't going to hit that, but I do want to see how many we can fill, because last year, I think we filled 15, and I think that was the most that we've ever done. And but this year, I opened up the $20 ones just to see if we could get more people joining, or, you know, people joining two leagues because they can get into a $20 league as well. And even like winning a $20 league, you still win 120 for coming in first place in a $20 league. I mean, that would pay for that league plus five extras, you know, at least $20 ones if you end up winning that one. And then, you know, there's still payouts for second and third. And $35 league, you win 210 for first place. And then 70 and 35, and then first place for the 55 is 330, and then it's 110 and 55. So yeah, we got a bunch of options, bunch of options. Yeah, Crispy, it was, 225, 50 and 30. Those are the payouts in the $33, in the $33 redrafts. So 225. And, yeah, so I'm going to start tomorrow, and I'm going to try to get through as many leagues as I can where, like, you know, they're not close to doing, they're not close to, like close enough to where like any kind of, stat correction. Dude, I just could not spit that fucking phrase out. Yeah. So long as it's not close enough for a stat correction. And if you hit me up, I'll definitely go to one of those as well. But yeah, that's, you know, it's going to be tough getting through all these and trying to go in like any kind of order. So, but yeah, I'm gonna do my best. I might just knock out those redraft ones first because there's only a couple of those. Luis said, how's she doing alive for the game tonight? Shit, bro, Does a bear shit in the woods and wipe his ass with a white fluffy rabbit?
Sure.
I think so.
Last game of the year. Can't hold anything back now.
It's a big time game, man. Championship implications on the line. I just told you that I only have one of 13. One out of 13 championships locked in. That means a lot of games. A lot of my championships are riding down with tonight. And so definitely going to fucking be here. We're going to be locked in. And Christy said, I need to win them all to pay off my debt. And Luis, yes, yes, we're doing that. We're doing that.
Give me a hell yeah. And that's the bottom line. Cause Stone Cold said so.
I can't even say it, Toyota. What? Dying from laughing. Fucking Cheech. Just howdy doody have wooden balls, man. Oh, man. That's such a good fucking saying. Oh, man. I got to smoke with Chong. I got to speak with Chong for a couple minutes. And, well, I guess more than a couple minutes if we're counting the two times in the same day that I hung out with them. And then got to smoke multiple joints with Chong. It's fucking awesome. And it was so funny when he was like, what are we smoking on here? And the guy who's like the, what would I say? I don't even know what his position is with this growing company, but he's pretty much the guy who's like the face of everything they do. And so we were smoking like Cheech and Chong, like weed. And he was like, what's this weed that we're smoking? He was like, oh, that's your weed, man. He was like, we're smoking, it's the Cheech and Chong. And I forgot what kind it was. He was like, come on, man. He was like, we don't want people smoking bullshit. He was like, you got to have something better than this. And he was just fucking around, but it was hilarious. Even bust the balls of his own weed company. Crispy, you get splinters in your mouth. Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back. And Phil said, seen Chong twice and met him and his wife once. Nice, nice. Hell yeah, man. That's super cool, man, that Luis and Toyota won. They're neighbors and they didn't even fucking know. Not literal neighbors, but, you know, in Modesto. It's super fucking dope. Small world, man. It's fucking awesome. Small world. Small world. Whew. All right. Man. Already stressing a little bit about the best ball league. I haven't went and made the post, but I'm going to go make a post. Be like, all right, guys. It will be posted. You know, guaranteed Thursday, sometime of the day. I'm going to remind everyone, go to Patreon right now. I'm going to do my best to come post again when, you know, right when it happens. But, yeah, just go follow on Patreon so you're already there. All right. And Phil said that would have been way cooler to smoke with. I mean, you know, of course, it'd be a lot cooler if you did, man. But, yeah, I mean, as... Luckily that he was there for, you know, he was there in an actual 420, you know, event, accepting an award for like lifetime achievement in the cannabis community or industry or whatever. And then that he was already going to the after party to kind of promote like his weed brand. And it was Hess who, the company that he's an investor in. And him were throwing this party, you know, that he was already coming to. So, you know, knowing the right people, I was already in the right place at the right time. Cause that's even how I got to like talk to Chong, like pretty much like they went to a dispensary and like I was meeting him at the hotel and he was like, dude, like just get here before I get here. he was like, you can literally come and say what up to me when we get out of the car. And he was like, and then he was like, I'm going to introduce you to Tommy. And like, you can literally talk to him like while he, like while we're all walking to the hotel room. And I was like, dude, it's fucking awesome. And I got to bring up a reference for next movie, and he laughed so hard that he almost started coughing. It was fucking hilarious. He was like, he said they gave him his hotel key, and like we're all walking, he was like, you sure this is the right hotel key? And he was like, yeah, it's yours, it's got the room number right here, this is your room number. He didn't say it out loud because he didn't want other people to hear, but he pointed to it, and I was like, man, you better be careful if it's the wrong key card, it might be like in next movie where you guys stumble in on those swingers. And he just like started fucking like laughing and coughing. And he was like, yeah, man. And Crispy said people need to be to use patience in best ball. Yeah, I would want to know too, though. Like, that's the thing. I would definitely want to know as well. So I understand where it's going to be coming from. That's for sure. That's for sure. And we got 142 people in it left, and 70 people are going to be in the payouts. Whew, it's going to be fun. Gonna be fun. Luis said lots of handcuff running backs this week. If y'all can recommend some good ones for week 18, shoot it. Said if anyone any info I get, he said it's all I need. I'm hurting at running back. Connor went down. Yeah, when I need him the most for sure. Can't trust Swift. Yeah, I'll try to do something. I'll try to do some little quick hitting video or something. Cause I know there's gonna be people looking for week 18 stuff, and I think last year I got a little sick, and so like I just didn't feel like it, but we're feeling good right now. It's crazy that it's like not even cold in Vegas right now. Like, it was like 40 something or 50, it was like 50 something like the other day, like 58 or 59. Like, I didn't even have to put on fucking jacket or fucking pants. This t-shirt and shorts, man. I'm surprised, because usually it's cold as fuck right now. That's what this is weird. Hey, Patrick, he said, I want my championship, let's go. He said, curious, in my league we get three keepers, who would you consider keeping from here? Gibbs, AJ Brown, Chase Brown, BTJ Higgins. That's tough. I feel like I want to keep the guys who are going to be drafted the highest. Like, do your three keepers, like when you keep them, do they, like, do you use that round? Or is it just like you keep whoever you want, and that's just it? There's no like, you know, there's no like repercussions based on like your draft picks or anything because of it. Because if not, okay, counts as the first three picks. Okay, so I would be wanting to pick the guys that I think would be getting drafted the highest. And that would be Gibbs, AJ Brown, and Brian Thomas Jr. And that'd be a really good start for your squad as well. Fucking dope running back and two dope wide receivers. Yeah. That's probably where I mean, that's as of right now. Like, things are going to change throughout the offseason, I'm sure. But yeah, that's where I'd be going. Yo, Johnny said it's been mid 50s in Denver. Perfect hoodie weather for sure. Hey, and don't forget to go get your hoodies at 420crewmerch.com. Yeah. 70 in the South. Okay. Yeah, that's warm over there. Well, see, look at this. Luis says, dude, Gibbs, Chase Brown, and BTJ. See, I'd rather keep AJ Brown over Chase Brown, because I feel like Chase Brown is not going to be a first or second round pick. AJ Brown probably will be. That's how I'm thinking. Luis said, my goodness, what a set of five to be able to keep, right? Right? Good drafting right there. And Chase Brown, you got him so late. Like, that's the thing that's cool about Chase Brown. I mean, you know, at least for 2024, is we got him so late. Went out like a G, you know. It was at the end of the game. I mean, obviously there was more that he could have got going to overtime, but. Ah, Savage Jeremy. He said, woke up and it wasn't a dream, Fat L. Man, sucks, bro. Sorry to hear that. Yeah, Luisa, my keeper is Bowers in the 11th round. Nice. Yeah. I don't like playing in keeper leagues. I'd rather just go full blown dynasty, you know, where you keep everybody. You know, that's me personally, though. I know everyone has their preferences and stuff, but I never wanted to make our league a keeper league. So I'm like, man, what if this person gets this person and just has this person forever? I'm like, what the fuck, man? So that's why we never made it a keeper. So Kyle Turley does music as well. Toker one. That's cool. I don't know why on Facebook, though. It won't let me adjust the sound. So I don't know how loud that interview was. Sounded loud. But yeah. I don't know why it won't let me adjust the volume or anything. That's cool, though. All right. I think it's about that time. So just a reminder, guys, 420crew.com. Go get in there. You want to join so you can get into these playoff leagues and get into these dynasty leagues. Don't slack. Go do it. It's going to be super fun. You do not want to miss out. And then 420crewmerch.com. Go do that. Go get over there. Go cop some gear and rep the crew. We'll see you later. Peace out.
Defense! On me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the boom. 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 Y'all don't really want me now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.